Charlie Kirk, today's students have never learned why America is the greatest country ever to exist. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 2, 2019. Turning Point USA, TPUSA, founder and executive director Charlie Kirk and Penn State University TPUSA chapter president Michael Chinksitz joined host Alex Marlowe in a Thursday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily for the weekly TPUSA campus report. Kirk and Chinksitz discussed the massive turnout at a recent TPUSA event at Penn State featuring Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle with Marlowe, along with the fact that today's college students have never learned about American exceptionalism. During the event, there was a group of about five or six people from the United Socialist Club here at Penn State. And they just kept shouting, they didn't want to actually ask questions, because they could have waited for the Q&A session, said Chinksitz, recalling a moment from his TPUSA campus clash event at Penn State, where he hosted Kirk, Trump Jr., and Guilfoyle. They just wanted to shout and disrupt, added Chinksitz. We ended up, after warning them four or five times, having to have them removed from the event, which is unfortunate. It would have been nice to actually have them just ask a question. Listen below. The TPUSA founder had also offered his remarks regarding the current state of today college campuses. We always invite people who disagree with us. We always have debate and dialogue and discussion. Let us talk for 30 minutes, and ask any question to want to ask. Tell us what you think, whatever it is. So tonight, for example, Alex, I'm going to speak at NYU, New York University, which might be America's most liberal university. It might give Berkeley a run for its money, so we'll see. And I'm going to go solo tonight, and just talk for 40 minutes about what it means to be an American. Stuff that, honestly, you would be listening to every word of it, Alex, and you would say, all right, come on, Charlie. Speed it up, I got it, but these students have never heard this stuff. I'm telling you, they've never heard the foundational ideas of why America is the greatest country ever to exist. And this is one of the biggest things, added Marlowe. The fact that we have raised, people my age and younger, never were taught American exceptionalism. We were never taught why this country is so special. And what are the values behind it, and what's kept it going. And why maybe we shouldn't be in such a rush to go away from it. The segment had also included remarks from Kirk regarding another 2020 Democrat presidential candidate, Joe Biden, and his family's connection to China's communist government. When you start to dig in, his family has personally benefited from transactions and deals with Chinese-affiliated business, or Chinese communist government business. His son, Hunter Biden, has some unbelievably sketchy business deals, by the way, and Breitbart has done a great job of highlighting this. But the one in particular, Hunter Biden was raising money for some sort of investment fund, and Vice President Biden went to China and met some Chinese dignitaries with Hunter Biden, and then within days after all of this and the visit to China, the $1 billion hits Hunter Biden's investment fund, but I'm sure it's all just a coincidence, right, Alex? Yeah, this is all supposed to be a coincidence. Even though no other bank got the deal that Hunter Biden got, said Marlowe, it was literally 10 days after. We know the Obama administration was super soft on China. And Hunter Biden, there's no emphasis that he was a particularly good banker, relative to the biggest banks in the world, but he gets this deal. At minimum, China was trying to buy favor with the Obama administration, added Marlowe, that's best case scenario, and worst case scenario. It's outright corruption by the Biden family. Kirk had also noted, however, that Joe Biden will not likely have to answer to these accusations in the 2020 general election, as he believes another Democrat will be the nominee. I know the energy of the campus left, said Kirk. Bernie Sanders has dictated the terms of engagement of the Democrat primary. As soon as he comes out with one of the stupidest policy positions I've ever heard, that terrorists should be able to vote from prison, every other Democrat comes out and agrees with him, because they don't want to challenge him. The energy in the center of gravity is Bernie Sanders, not Joe Biden, affirmed the TPUSA founder. People are not going towards Biden's rhetoric. They're going towards Sanders' rhetoric, so someone in that mold, I think, will end up being successful. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo and on Instagram